Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. It was interesting to me personally because I'm living day by day and trying to be, do, and give the very best version of myself as I can daily, to realize that this is actually a leap year. 2020 is a leap year. So what does that actually mean to you? What does leap or leaping mean to you? I can just think of a few things, and then I'm going to give you a definition. I can think of leap year, leap in faith, leap in commitment, leap in thinking outside the box. And I'm positive there are many more that just don't want to come to my mind right now, but they probably come to yours. So write them down and figure out what leap actually means to you. Webster's dictionary definition of leap is to spring or arise from the ground with feet in the air, to move with springs or bounds, to make a sudden transition as from one job to one of much higher rank, or from one idea to another far removed, to pass over by leaping, to cause to leap as one's riding horse, etc., etc. It was a pretty lengthy definition, and I didn't want to put everything in here. But you can definitely look it up under Webster's Dictionary under leap. So 2020 is actually a leap year. And we have 29 days in February, which means we have 366 days this year. And when you hear this, what comes to your mind? For me, I'm going to share first what it means to me, and then I'm going to give you some history on how it came about and what's happening. For me, one extra day in a year is big. It gives me 24 more hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds more in one day. Wow. This makes a huge difference in my life with what I do. And it can be a tremendous blessing, not just to me, but to everyone's life and heart I get to touch. When we prioritize our tasks, chores, activities, and stick to our schedule, okay, I put in parentheses, some flexibility within the day is great. And it's true because we have things that come up in between, like yesterday, I ended up going to the urgent care as recommended by my PCP, which is primary care physician, because of a bad fall I've taken in December, and I was still in pain. And lo and behold, they found that my coccyx was fractured. Can't do anything about it. However, now I know what it is, and I can send healing thoughts to that area to make sure it heals quickly. They said an average of 6 weeks, maybe a little bit more. That means I'm pretty much halfway there. I'm happy that I know what it is now, why I'm in pain, and now I can live with it and make the best out of it. So it was a leap for me to go to the doctor because I do not like going to the doctors. I definitely don't like going to urgent care or ERs, especially not over the holidays, as there's too many sick people in there. And actually, I should have taken a picture when I walked into urgent care yesterday. Almost everybody in there was walking around with a mask and fogged up glasses. And I go, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I'm glad I didn't go before. So I'm feeling pretty good today because I did what I needed to do. I did what was right. I did what was suggested. And now I know what's going on. So that's why the flexibility is actually good every day, that we can shift some things around, unless, of course, we're on somebody else's time clock and they won't allow for that. And that's a pretty sad story. So anyways, Now, I want to give you a little bit of history. And I put the link in there. I bold-faced it. I couldn't highlight it and hyperlink it. I'm sorry about that. But if you highlight it, copy and paste it into your URL, you're going to get the information. And it is fun facts about leap year. Of course, the first question was, when is the next leap year? And we all know it is now. It's in 2020. Next month, we have 29 days in February. It says, a leap year is any year with 366 days instead of the usual 365 days. Therefore, leap in 2020 will fall on Saturday, February 29th. So, why the extra day? It was the ancient Egyptians who first figured out that the solar year and the calendar year didn't always match up. That's because it actually takes the Earth a little longer than 1 year to travel around the sun, 365 days, 5 hours, and 48 minutes, and 46 seconds to be exact. Wow, interesting. So it takes 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds more every year, and that's why we come up with that. Therefore, as hours accumulate over the centuries, an extra day was occasionally added to the calendar, and over time, the practice became more or less official. The Romans first designated February 29 as leap day, but a more precise formula, and that's still used today, was adopted in the 16th century when the Gregorian calendar fine-tuned the calculations to include a leap day in years only divisible by four, such as 2012, 2016, 2020, and 2024, etc. Thankfully, all this intricate plotting will continue to keep us in tune with the seasons over the next several thousand years. Okay, everybody can make out of that what they want if they believe that we're going to have this Earth for another thousands of years. Great. If you think we don't, great. So, leap day 2020. In 2020, leap year lines happens to perfectly line up the major holidays so that Valentine's Day lands on date night, Friday, and Cinco de Mayo lands on Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Interesting, isn't it? Christmas 2020 and New Year's 2021 are also on a Friday, meaning a leisurely three-day weekend to kick off both holidays. Meanwhile, watch for February 29th to suddenly appear on the radar of marketers who are known to jump on the bandwagon by offering leap day sales and specials. Because the big day arrives on the 29th, look for 29% off clothing, electronics, and even airfare and hotel room packages on the big day. The last leap year in 2016, for example, saw IKEA offering 29% off 229 products in their catalog. Other deals included a dozen Krispy Kreme glazed donuts for only $2.29. At Pizza Hut, an ID showing that you were born on a leap day netted a free personal pan pizza. So that's all very interesting. I mean, I never even paid attention to that. Born on a leap day. Wow. My sister was born on the 28th in the leap year. And thank God she came just before midnight. I have some friends who were born on the 29th. And yes, they actually celebrate on the 28th because that would be otherwise only every 4 years. And that means that at 28, they would only be 7 years old. That doesn't make any sense because they are 28. So that is quite interesting. And there was another one that I read. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. That the holidays are going to be on the same days. And yeah, I told you about Valentine's Day and all that. And I just go, this is so cool. There's a poem that I actually thought was interesting. Sounds very different from what I'm used to. It says, a leap year poem to remember it by. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. Say, February, she alone has 8 days and a score to leap year gives her one day more. So a score must be, I guess, 20 days. I didn't know that. So something new I got to learn. So anyway, I just thought I wanted to give you a little bit of history about leap year and see what your meaning is behind leap or leaping or leap year. If it's a benefit to you or a detriment and what you're going to do with it. I mean, having 24 hours more, 1,440 minutes more, or 86,400 seconds more in one day. Man, all the things you can accomplish. For me, I'm going to catch up with where I'm behind, and I'm going to make sure I'm on target so I can keep up daily to be my very best in whatever I do, be, or give. Doesn't matter. I just want to come across as the best version of myself. And of course, I want to help more people this year than I helped in the previous years because it is a leap year. I do have an extra day and I want to make a difference. So if you have some like health issues, or don't even really have to be health issues, but could just be some things that you're concerned about or would like to change, such as healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, please let me know. Share with me. Share with me the thoughts that you have about what you're going to do with an extra day in 2020. Share with me if your doctor said, you had too much fun over the holidays. You're one of the average people who put on 10 to 20 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And says, you know, you need to get rid of those. You really need to shed them. You need to make a difference in your health so you will be able to maybe avoid, maybe just delay onset of dementia, Alzheimer's, having high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high everything, and overweight, because I already mentioned several times, every pound that you carry extra on your body that's above your healthy weight puts 4 pounds of pressure on your joints. So knowing that, I'm just going to encourage you, please write to me at dythompson@gmail.com. It's hyperlinked. Or send me a voicemail or a text at 562-335-4956 so we can connect. And most likely, I will be able to help you. And I just want to look forward to that and see that I can make your life better and more prosperous and healthier and happier and help you develop a happy and healthy lifestyle. Having said that, I wish you a wonderful week. And I'll talk to you again next week on the 16th of January. Wishing you all the best, and until then.